thrilled when Eric Depenaar told me that Chevalier de Saint-Georges would feature in the Baroque Festival program this year. Here is a figure in music whose life could be from a romance. It is so intriguing. He was born Joseph Bologna in the island of Guadeloupe in the Caribbean. His father, Monsieur de Bologna, was a plantation owner, and his mother was an African slave, the handmaid of Madame de Bologna. Saint-Georges was 10 when his father took him to France to be educated, and there the young man excelled in dancing, riding, swimming, and skating, and he became a master swordsman, possibly the greatest fencer of his time. He studied violin with Gossec and joined his orchestra. His violin concertos were performed by the orchestra, and later he was to form his own orchestra. And he was famed because that orchestra commissioned the Paris symphonies from Joseph Haydn. Saint-Georges cut a handsome figure and was reputed to be a heartbreaker, though he never married. Mixing with high society, he was a favorite with Marie Antoinette. He rose up high in Parisian music world circles, but was prevented from taking on the appointment of the leader of the Paris Opera in 1775 because some of the singers objected to working with him because of his race. Rumor has it, though, that their real worry was that he was such a taskmaster. The French Revolution brought huge upheaval to Saint-Georges' life. He became a captain in the National Army in Lille, but he was accused of misappropriating regimental money and was imprisoned for more than a year. When he was cleared, he returned to Paris to start a new musical organization, the Circle of Harmony. He died 2 years later, having fallen upon hard times and living in a closet-sized room whose walls were said to have been decorated with his old love letters. Amongst his compositions are concertos, symphonies, operas, string quartets, and sonatas for keyboard and violin. One of these sonatas will be performed in the chamber music concert at the forthcoming Baroque Music Festival. This takes place in collaboration with the Cape Town Concert Series on Saturday, the 21st of September, in the Baxter Concert Hall, and I will be giving the pre-concert talk. To end this bonbon, though, I want to play you one of St. George's symphonies, because then you will understand why he was compared to Mozart. Here is the first movement from Chevalier de Saint-Georges' Symphony in G Major, played by Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Jean Lemoine. Thank you. Movement from Chevalier de Saint-Georges' Symphony in G Major, played by Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Jean Lemon. To hear this bonbon again and to learn more about the Cape Town Baroque Festival, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.